What do I think would help not just Nelson, but the world? I think that we need to ban all protective sports gear. You hate athletes too. And I know what you're doing. You're thinking, well, you certainly seem like a sports expert there, Lipstick. I want to hear what you have to say. But the truth is that I do think there will be a lot of benefit from that. For instance, I think if athletes get injured more, the number of sexual assaults will go down. Seriously, and here's the deal. If we have a sexual assault that we cannot actually solve, we need to throw a professional athlete in jail, because while they didn't commit that sexual assault, they've committed one. And if you don't believe me, Darren Sharper, Mike Tyson, Mark Rogowski, Mark Sanchez, stop naming your kids Mark. And if your name's Mark, I'm sorry, it's your roast tonight. Kobe Bryant, Austin Watson, Ben Roethlisberger, Jason Edelman, Bruce Miller. I learned a list for you. I do think it's important, you know, we need to start living naturally. We need to live naturally. You don't need a helmet. You have a skull. You don't need, like, protective body armor. There are hats that's in front of you. It's fun. I discovered I was fat because everyone said, you'd be perfect for football. Like, no one's, to the skinny kids, they say, go play basketball. To me, they were like, fat, you can stand in the way. The truth is, I think this will benefit athletes too. I think if we ban protective sports gear, without cups, there'll be a lot of fertility issues. And we all know that the thing that ends most NFL careers is a really bad paternity test. And if you don't believe me, Scottie Pippen, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant again. We had a really busy 2003. Oscar De La Hoya, Arnold Schwarzenegger, oh my gosh, a politician with a sex scandal, shocking. Jason Kemp, Shaw Kitt, I learned two whole lists for you.